is better now than it was.
I agree, we haven't focused on this.
Yes. Michael, did you have something?
Yeah, on this financial thing, and it connects to the dropout rate, you know, I'm interested in looking like, you know, what I brought up in February at the elementary schools and what resources we're giving our teachers and not giving them, and the way, you know, why are they leaving, you know, Title I schools and addressing that entire issue. You know, because that's the thing that I keep hearing about from teachers, even now that the summer's on, that's still a big concern for them.
Is there, I would like to see actual real numbers about how many teachers are leaving Title I schools to have a better idea of what's going on
here. We have some of that data, but because we're waiting for OCR,
we can't look at it yet?
Yes. Okay.
Because I think that would help.
Okay.
Well, it would also help.
Leaving the profession.
Wait, why do you have to wait for OCR? If we solved it, if we talked about it and get it solved, they stopped their investigation. It seemed to me there's some incentive to look at this and
I think we look at that all the time. We did when we went through the SIG process.
And we did,
through the SIG process.
But what do we need to get beyond looking at it, I guess.
Well, we talked about it. I mean, you weren't on the board at that time, and it was a concern that we had, you know, teachers that were asking to leave. There were multiple reasons. They weren't leaving the profession, you know, but the other part of it, too, is that DARP had went, in my opinion, because of the information that we've been provided over the last 3 years, our schools in our Title I, especially our Title I schools, are filled with phenomenal people. Mm-hmm. And you see that transfer from those schools fewer and fewer. So, I mean, Susan, I think that you're a great resource. I'm glad that you're here today. Do you have anything that you want to add to our list that you feel like we've missed or that you'd like to see us talk about in regards to graduation rates and dropout rates?